This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's Dirt. I want to thank you for taking some time out to listen to the podcast of our show, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires, doing the right thing since 1952.
In this wide world of sports, some stories can slip through the cracks.
Now, before we do this, let's go over the ground rules.
This is the Daily Ticker, where Dirt and Sprague visit the insiders that are covering the stories you've heard about, and some you haven't.
How'd you do that? Actually, I'm not even mad. It's amazing.
The Daily Ticker with Dirt and Sprague on 1080 The Fan.
All right, welcome back in. Time for the Daily Ticker, and we want to go to a story that I've kind of been following through the headlines and trying to read about more and more, because I don't know what the future is. A lot of people ponder and throw out suggestions, but we don't really know quite yet, but it seems to be building more and more every day, and that's the Kansas men's basketball FBI investigation, of course, the ties to Adidas. A lot of people wondering what the future is going to hold for a historic program in college hoops. So we're talking with Jesse Newell of the KC Star now on the MVPHomeLoans.com Guild Hotline. And he's on Twitter at Jesse Newell. You can follow him there. Jesse, thanks for taking the time with us in Portland, Oregon, man. We appreciate it. I'll just start. What's kind of the vibe around that athletic department with this hanging over their heads?
Well, I think you probably described it pretty well, the hanging over their heads. It just is kind of a story that lingers there, and it seems like it won't have a quick resolution. You know, usually the NCAA violations and enforcement part of this, when it happens, it's a process that takes, you know, 2 to 3 years, so everybody can make sure all the facts are right and the school can come back and forth, those sorts of things. And, you know, we don't even know yet if there's an investigation that started yet. The NCAA, when they first talked about investigating these programs, they said they would wait till all the federal trials were done, or they were asked by the FBI to do that. And as of now, that hasn't really even happened yet, but there is sort of a gray cloud, if you will, above the program, just because of, you know, some of what's happened in the federal trial, some of the allegations that were in there, whether it was made by, you know, the defense team of Jim Gatto, or there were wiretap calls, you know, text messages that were taken, things like that. But it's just kind of an uncertain moment right now. And having all that happen while KU also was trying to get Silvio DeSosa reinstated by the NCAA, and having that ruling come down a couple weeks ago, it sort of has all those wires kind of been crossed with working with the NCAA and trying to figure out what's in the future of the NCAA. So, you know, we've had some people write about it. You know, Sam Mellinger, our columnist, kind of wrote about it a couple weeks ago and said, hey, here's the feeling on the inside with some Kansas officials. They're worried about, you know, what the NCAA might do here in future years with Kansas, and what they might try to do to maybe make Kansas an example. But as of the current time, it's just, you kind of have to wait it out and see what happens, because there really is no new news that's come out yet. And as I said, we're not even convinced that the investigation has started yet, just because some of those FBI trials remain continuing on out there in New York.
Right. And I know it's tough to answer because it's a hypothetical, but just curious to ask about the Bill Self situation, because at Arizona, we've seen all this kind of noise around the program, and they've come out and just backed Sean Miller and said, no, he's our guy, and everything's all right, no matter what's been going on with the program and the assistant coaches. How do you think the university handles that? If you get to the point of an investigation, what do you think the response is, and how they back Bill Self?
Well, I think they'll back him, absolutely, and they already have, and even through the Silvio thing, when he was given a 2-year suspension by the NCAA, I mean, they made it very clear. The athletic director, Jeff Long, had a press conference to, you know, very much stand behind Silvio and back up his coach at the same time. But, you know, you have to understand here, Bill Self, 16 years with the program, has won 14 straight conference titles. Everything basically outside of men's basketball at Kansas has been in flux. You know, the football program has been down. They really haven't had that many other successful sports programs. So he's been the one that's carried the load for this athletic department for a long, long time. So I would anticipate that they would do everything they can to stand behind him to the end with this. But, you know, it could come back to him. And I've talked to some NCAA experts, you know, that have talked to me, who would have knowledge of this process, and former, you know, the former chair of the infractions committee, those sorts of things. And what you could be looking at some point down the line, a lack of institutional control sort of charge. And, you know, if assistant coaches are doing things that are outside of the NCAA rule book, usually that goes back to the head coach because he's in charge of the assistant coaches. So, again, it's hard to speculate what exactly might happen. But, you know, if you go back a couple years, like with Jim Boeheim, that's something like that is very much plausible. You know, if they find that, you know, Curtis Townsend, the assistant coach who was, you know, in some of those wirechats, if they find that he was working outside the NCAA rule book, they would say, well, that's an assistant coach who is working for Bill Self, and Bill Self is in charge of the program. So therefore, you know, there could be X or Y punishment based off of the matrix in the NCAA rule book. But I don't think that this program in any way, shape, or form is ever going to turn its back on Bill Self. He's meant so much to this program. He's done so much for the program that it seems absolutely that they will be on his side no matter which way or which path this sort of investigation turns.
Yeah, Jesse Newell is our guest from the KC Star. We're talking about the Kansas men's basketball investigation with the FBI and just what the future potentially could hold with that situation. It feels like it's picking up more and more every day. And there's always a new headline with it. I know some of this is always kind of tough to gauge, but I'm going to ask you just your flat out opinion. You know, once this investigation gets going, really, and they dive into everything and we figure what it was out, do you think stuff like this is really going to stop big time programs from finding an edge or, for lack of a better term, cheating and finding ways to get really talented kids to their programs?
Yeah, I think, again, nobody out there is really having sympathy for Kansas in this regard. You know what I mean? I think you read a lot of these stories where they say, hey, you know, maybe Kansas has been one of those schools that has been outside the rules that other people have suspected that. And if they do get punished, that nobody's really going to cry big alligator tears for them. But I will say this, when you hear some of the testimony at the federal trial, when you hear a guy like TJ Gasnola talk and some of the demands that these parents of athletes or these athletes are making, it sure sounds like a market is out there. I mean, you always hear like a car and a house for the parents and this amount of money. And it doesn't make any sense that these schools are bidding against themselves. You know what I mean? It sounds like underground that there is a market for these athletes and that it's been set over the course of time. So that's kind of the interesting part of this is that the federal trial has really shone a light on Kansas and Louisville and these Adidas schools, and some of the stuff that has remained hidden before has kind of come into the light. But yet I'm not sure that definitely means that the other schools out there aren't participating in this. They're just not under the microscope like these Adidas schools are right now. So I don't think anything really changes. I mean, the problem for this type of system is that the athletes who make these schools a lot of money aren't getting paid, and there's no opportunity for them to get paid other than, you know, the stipend they get and getting the college education. And so unless the NCAA changes its amateurism model, not likely, or if they change their name, image, and likeness where you can make, you know, some money off of that, there's still going to be incentive for these players and families to try to figure out a way to get paid when their sons and daughters are worth something on the open market and are not allowed to make that money through a legal method. So I don't think it will really change much. I mean, it might hurt KU in recruiting for a few years because, you know, maybe athletes don't want to join this program because of the headlines that are out there or because of the reputation that's out there. I think it's hurt their recruiting for next year already, but it sure seems to me like if these players are worth more than they're getting paid, the market is going to find a way for them to get that money. And so we'll see what creative ways are out there. Maybe we won't see the creative ways, but it seems like kind of in a market inequality there. And usually those things kind of even themselves out and the money somehow finds its way to its intended destination.
Well, we're getting close to bracket filling out season. So I got to ask you before I get to that point, is this cloud hanging over the program going to affect them come tournament time in your mind?
You know, I think for this year, not really. I mean, the biggest thing is obviously Sylvia DeSosa is not going to play for this team this year. They're through the appeals process, so unless something crazy happens with that. To be honest, this Kansas team just isn't as good as previous ones, but yet, you know, that's a really high standard to reach. So you saw the first bracket reveal about a week ago. They were a 3 seed in that, and basically every game they have left is a chance at a quadrant one or quadrant two victory, so they'll probably end the season with having the most quality victories of any team in the nation. So they might get a 2 seed and they might still be in Kansas City for the regional, which is a huge boost with the fan base around here. So you really can't count them out, but this has just kind of been a mismatch of a roster. They lost Udoka Azubuike to injury. He was a big part of their offense, and Bill Self has sort of had to figure everything out on the fly with more of a limited rotation than they thought. So I don't think that this cloud really affects them on the court or that they're going to use it as an excuse. I just think it's something that kind of more lingers with the program day in and day out. And you wonder, as you talked about, the slow drip of the news cycle, which is what day is it going to be that a new story comes out about this whole process, and what day is it going to be that something else breaks where you're going to have to deal with the publicity of that?
Yeah, Jesse Newell, KC Star, our guest on the Kansas men's basketball storyline involving the FBI. Thank you for the update, Jesse. Continued success, great work, and we're gonna keep following until this thing kind of comes to the end there.
All right, appreciate you guys. Thanks.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.